I'm taking his idea and sitting too. I was so excited when I saw that you were sitting too. Can we have a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer to kind of bring everything back together real quick? God, grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change,
courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Kendra. I'm an addict.
Kendra.
My clean date is November 5th, 2012, and I have absolutely loved this retreat ever since the start. So first and foremost, I'd like to thank the committee for, you know, asking me to come up and share. So the symbol, I also hate speaker or like topic speaker things because I feel like I don't know anything sometimes, right? So I opened up my basic text and I looked at the symbol. Now, full disclosure here, I don't think I've ever, in the amount of times I've been in, out, all and around this place, I don't think I've ever actually sat down and like read it. It's not very long, which is probably why I grazed over it, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, Aaron hit the nail on the head with it, you know, the circle and the goodwill and then the size of it. And for me, like that point of freedom, that's what a lot of this has been about for me, because that freedom has looked and felt different at different points in my recovery. And much like I've heard shared before, like I also thought it was like, you know, the broader the base, the higher. So the more I have of my base, right, the taller my point of freedom is going to be, which could be great. But here's the thing. I need a stable base. So my base might not be as big as it once was, or maybe it'll get bigger. I don't know. I know that my base today is stable, right? So those four sides that we were talking about, the biggest one for me has always been service. I've been involved in service ever since, God, probably like 30 days in, because my first sponsor, as she got to know me and I let her get to know me, she pointed out to me that that was an area that I'd never really explored before. So she got me involved and she kind of threw me in the middle and I absolutely loved it. It gave me other people to be accountable to, because when I'm accountable to myself, like that's just, it's never a good thing. So not only am I accountable to, you know, like my sponsor, my we, but now I'm accountable to this other group of individuals, right? So that kind of helped me. And it also gave me more family to reach out to and connect with and talk to about things that I'm going through. And like, I was with the convention for a very long time, and like my convention family still to this day, even though I haven't served with them in almost 2 years, they're still my first go-tos. It's just that bond that I experienced with these people through everything we went through, like they taught me what that selfless service is, what it means to, you know, go and help put something together like that, but my name doesn't have to be anywhere near it. And that's a part that I struggled with for a long time too. I wanted you to know who I thought I was and how I thought I did this, but it's not about any of that. And as I watched my predecessors, you know, move through different things and navigate situations in service, you know, I saw them using all these different principles that you guys were talking about. And I was hearing about them and I was learning about them, but like now I'm getting to see them in action. And that for me was, that's just where the freedom really came in. Like, it really took it to a different level. And I'm just thinking of like the pyramid of itself, because if my sides are kind of off kilter and one's a little bit bigger than the other, then it's not going to be so great at the top. So then it's going back down to my base. And my service might look a little different than it used to, but you know what? For right now, it works, because the other sides of my pyramid here, they're growing and expanding and changing too. And if it wasn't for the experiences that I built early on like that, I wouldn't have been able to even dream of the levels of freedom that I have today in so many areas. Like, I have freedom to be myself. And that to me is the biggest thing of all. When I first got up here, I'm looking all around to kind of see, okay, who do I know, who do I not know, you know, trying to find a familiar face in the crowd. And then suddenly I realized, like, you know what? It doesn't matter who's here and who's not here. I'm here for me. I still do a lot of things to people please, and I feel like a lot of us do at any given point in time, but like, when I do all that, I have to remember, like, I'm a person too. And that part I struggle with. The self part, for me, is always the hardest part. And I don't know why. Because early on, that side of was so big for me. Because everything I did for a long time was just to feed my ego, but now it's not. It's strange. My mind just went completely blank too. But that freedom, shit, it's helped me to kind of embrace different things too, and to go on journeys that I never thought I would go on. I'm at a point in my life that I never, ever dreamed would be possible, and a lot of it is nothing more than those principles you guys showed me how to use with each other in other areas of my life. I feel like I'm going nowhere. Help me out, Ange. Smile for me. Can I just give a shout out to Ange because today's her anniversary?
I give this shout out back because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my sponsor.
See, and it's things like that, like sponsorship, how they talk about it truly being the heartbeat, like it is, because sponsorship on both ends, both my sponsor and the women I sponsor, have saved my ass. I cannot tell you how many times. So many times. And I just, like, we put on a women's retreat every year. Well, we've done it for 3 years now. and so for me, it's this huge thing, but it's the connection that I have with these women and how it grows every year and it changes. And it's just that freedom, the freedom to go into the woods with a bunch of my really good friends and just to have a good time and to just be there with each other. Like, we didn't watch TV the whole weekend. And for me, like, that's a huge thing because I like background noise, but, like, it didn't happen. And there were moments where it was quiet and, like, it was that comfortable silence, not that, like, that uncomfortable stuff at the beginning of the meeting, you know, where nobody really wants to talk, so everybody's kind of staring at each other. It was comfortable and it was cool and it was great. And it's connection like that that freedom really equates to for me, because I didn't have connection with anyone or anything. And today the connections I have are countless, but yeah. Connection with self. You guys taught me how to care about me and how to figure out who I was and not be afraid of what I found and to kind of embrace it. Life is beautiful. It absolutely is. This weather this weekend is absolutely beautiful too. I really don't have anything else to say that's going to contribute in a positive manner. So I am more than open to speak with what? Why'd you?
You're getting married. Recovery's brought you.
Oh, okay. So Ange wants me to continue here. So the blessings of recovery, right?
Yeah.
So with that freedom, see, this is why I need my wingman, right? So, like, those blessings, right? So I came into this program not knowing anything about myself. So I could never introduce me to you because I didn't know me. So a couple toxic relationships later, I finally figured out who I was, right? And you laugh because you guys know. So I finally figure out who I am, right? And I'll be damned, there's another individual that wants to learn who I am too. And we get to know each other, and, like, now something that I never thought would happen and honestly did not want to happen, like, it happened. And, like, I'm getting married. And the week before I get married, I'm going to complete my PhD. So I'm going to be a doctor. And, like, those are points of freedom that, like, this girl who got academically expelled from IUP in the height of her addiction would never have seen any of that, any of it. And now it's like the tail end of my degree program, man. Like, and it's cool because the study that I'm doing, like, it reminds me of service because I'm trying to help the people who don't have a voice for themselves. And I hope that something great happens out of it. And if it doesn't, I know I did my part. And at the end of the day, that's all I can really do. I'm a mom today too, which is crazy. I'm about to be a grandma. I really don't know how I feel about that, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how I feel because it's happening. And when it does happen, I'm going to be there. And it's okay because whatever it is going to be, it's going to be. And all I know is I don't have to get high over it. You know, and that's another piece of freedom. Like, I don't have to run from uncomfortable feelings. I don't have to hide them. I can feel them and then just kind of let them go. But, like, I'll pick them up later just because I still like to hurt my own feelings sometimes. But, like, I don't have to use over it today. And that, for me, is, like, the epitome of freedom. Like, yeah, my first, second, and sometimes my third thought is to go and use. But guess what? Like, you guys have taught me that, like, I don't have to do that. I can rely on you. I can reach out to you. I can call on my higher power whenever you guys aren't available. Which, sometimes that happens, but 9 times out of 10, if I call somebody, they pick up that phone. And 8 times out of 10, I try to pick up my phone. I've gotten so much better with it. Yeah, freedom in, like, all shapes, forms, and aspects. Like, that, it happens. It absolutely does. Be happy now, Ange, because that's all I've got. Thanks for letting me share.